All right, folks, it's that time again. Give it up for the Trebue in Trebue time. This is Trebuchet.
Yes, woo! Happy Wednesday, Fulton Street Pub and Grill. We are live. This is Trebue Time Live. You are the time in this thing right here. Showtime Schultz.
I am Chad Showtime Schultz, and we've got a special guest tonight.
That's right. The Wolfpack's getting bigger. Put your hands together for Iron Mike Bussler.
Great to be here with the fucking Rockers. I can't believe it.
Hot show tonight, you guys.
What's the first order of business?
The first order of business is I didn't get drafted to Monday Night Raw, and I'm really upset about it, you guys.
I got drafted to main event. I was pissed about that.
Superstars didn't even give me a call. Nothing. I could be a Sunday Night Heat champion.
I am so proud to be the face of the flagship WWE brand known as WWE Velocity. Spike TV, 10 p.m. Saturday. You know, it's going to be great.
So as of right now, we are all undrafted free agents. So,
I know, dude. It sucks.
I'm looking forward to Big Johnny Ace giving me a ring after this show. So I want to jump right into this since Iron Mike Bussler is our guest. We got what is possibly the biggest GCW announcement in history coming up this Saturday.
I don't know what it could be. We're all big GCW marks. It's the new age ECW. The hardcore legend is going to be there, Mick Foley.
A man that you featured for.
A man who I consider my close personal friend
Absolutely.
Now.
You got those digits?
I should have. Slide
into those DMs.
The sound guy got his number just so they could communicate back and forth. I was like, I think I need your number too for the same reason.
Just
and
in case the show goes
It didn't happen.
Oh, man.
Didn't happen. But I was wearing my Wrestling is Gay t-shirt.
You were. That's an Effie t-shirt.
That's Effie from GCW.
Yep.
Mick, very interested in this shirt.
Yeah.
It was literally the first thing he said. When he didn't even say hello, he looked at me and said, wrestling is gay? Like, what?
Did you think you were making fun of him?
He didn't really get it at first.
Okay.
He was like, what does that mean? Like, he was very interested in it. He started talking to me about it later.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what does that mean? And I told him, well, I think it's, we all watched the Canyon documentary. And I think it's like kind of taking it back from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And being Effie is obviously a very openly gay man.
Oh, yeah.
Who
yeah,
is
yeah.
super over.
People love Effie, dude.
I also explained to Mick Foley what a bussy is.
Oh, yeah. That's bussy with a B, everybody.
For those of us who don't know, that is a boy pussy.
What face did he make when you told him that?
He laughed. He liked that one. He liked that one. But then when I explained to him, you know, the kind of taking it back from the homophobia of the 80s and 90s, he was like, that's awesome.
No, it's really cool. Big supporters of Effie to you guys.
I messaged Effie and told him about it. Message me back.
You are close personal friends with Effie.
I do.
You slid into his DMs.
I'm in the business, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's amazing. So, but congratulations, dude. You absolutely crushed on Thursday.
Greatest
I just want you
life.
To know.
Greatest
just,
night
you
of my
did
life.
A great
yeah.
job there.
Greatest night of my life.
And what do you think the big announcement is? Because we've been speculating all day. Because I think it's a TV deal.
I
think they're going to be on, like, Access TV or something.
I agree with you. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be on the Dirt Bike channel,
uh-huh.
like channel 897.
I'm not going to get it.
2 in the morning. Yeah. But that's big for them.
It's going to be on after an episode of Cheers.
Yeah. Well,
there's going to be zero advertising by this channel. Not one ad put out unless it's on.
Yeah, it's going to be like ECW on TNN or whatever that was.
Now, my question is, if they do go to mainstream media, do you think they'll tone it down? Like, you obviously can't do just death matches, can you? Or can you? It's 2021.
You can't, but that isn't what GCW is. Like,
How would you describe GCW to the casual fan?
New ECW.
New ECW.
So we have those scramble matches with a ton of high-flying,
True.
Like actual chain wrestling.
Yep.
Then we'll have, you know, some sort of kind of just strong style match.
Yep.
Then we have deathmatch. Like, I mean, that's what everybody comes for, is for the blood and guts.
absolutely.
But that's not all it is. They're very smart about how they use blood and guts.
It is. You come for the blood and guts, but you stay for the wrestling.
It is a lot like the 90s ECW before they got TV, where it was, yeah, we have blood and guts all up and down the card, but you've also got Benoit Guerrero and Mysterio.
They've got
Ninja Mind.
Psychosis and Mysterio.
GCW's bringing in guys like Jonathan Grisham, who can wrestle.
Yep. Guys like Marco Stunt, Chad's favorite.
Even Ninja Mac and Starboy Charlie, they were decent workers, dude. They're decent high flyers.
I'm entertained. We went to that show in Detroit a couple weeks ago, and that dude, I was entertained
super
the whole time.
And you can't just be bashing light tubes over each other's heads the whole time. You got to have something else.
You see it about 12 times, and you're like, what else you got? Then they take four of them together, and you're like, all right, I'm with you.
Yeah, of course. but I do think, I'm hoping that the big announcement is not the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah.
Which I think it could be.
I think it might be.
But that's not the biggest announcement in GCW history.
Here's the thing. If that's the announcement, they definitely, like, fucked the fans.
They definitely overhyped it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing we were talking about is Mick Foley being a
commissioner, some sort of manager role. I definitely think that if they either have TV or they're working towards TV, bringing Mick Foley in as an on-screen authority figure would be a brilliant idea, and it seems like something Mick would want to be a part of.
Beautiful idea.
He would also help those guys with promos and stuff like that, because nobody's a better talker than Mick Foley.
He has still got his wits about him after how many fucking chair shots to the head?
Last I counted, it was 10,036.
Yeah. He's still got his wits about him.
I might have missed a match or two. He still retains information.
He can still talk pretty well. The third option, I think, is some sort of partnership with AEW.
Okay, I can see that. You explained it earlier to me a little bit.
Yeah, like kind of how they did the ECW on WWE.
Yeah,
maybe
just feature those
AEW
guys.
AEW does a GCW pay-per-view. They defend the GCW title on AEW.
I think there's some... Whether or not that's the announcement, I think that we've already seen a big some synergy between GCW and AEW. I mean, their world champion right now is Jon Moxley.
And he's wearing GCW shirts.
He's wearing GCW
shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see worlds collide. I want to see AEW versus GCW. That's what I want to see.
I think we may start seeing more of a GCW presence on AEW. I think you might start seeing... I mean, Ricky Shane Page worked dark. You may see...
He's worked dark two or three times now. Yeah.
I think we may get some kind of formal mention and appearance of GCW on AEW TV. I don't know if they're ready for their own TV yet, but I think that
they aren't.
They're going to get it anyways. I want to see it from the ground
up.
The
production values are pretty terrible, and it's just ultra violence.
Well, here's the thing. Me and Showtime are available whenever they want to start filming this TV. We'll be there.
What they need is an audio tech.
Because every time I watch it, I'm like, what now?
I know, what did they say? I know Cardona was blasting a great-ass promo in Las Vegas, but we couldn't hear any of it.
So this Saturday, GCW Fight Club.
That's where the big announcement is.
That looks like a stat card. You got that big announcement. You've got Nick Gage versus Jon Moxley.
You've got Effie versus
Matt Cardona. GCW career versus internet title.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah, Effie's our internet champion now.
He is.
There's only been two in history, so it's a pretty big deal.
Never been defended. Yeah, and he won it.
Do you think Effie goes over there?
Effie goes over there, yep.
Yeah. You got to keep that Cardona.
I think Cardona's going to win.
No.
Everybody was talking about how Cardona dropped the belt because he doesn't have the schedule for it.
Yeah, which is why he's feuding with this belt now.
No, he's going to fucking just get out of there, like...
And leave
go
a,
do something else,
I'm
and then
you.
Come
I,
back.
He's
yeah.
going to leave a piece of him behind with
exactly.
unfinished business. He's going to make the whole girl fonder.
The little piece of Matt Cardona is always there, because he really wasn't even wrestling full. Like, we didn't see him.
He had one death match. Like, right? Or two?
He had the match with Nick Gage. He had a joke match that we saw.
Against a big old security guy.
Yeah. Okay. Like the fake crowd plant match.
And then he lost the title.
Yep. So and then he did another fake thing, and then he lost the title.
I think David Arquette has more death matches than Cardona at this point, dude.
He's the death match king, dude. Didn't you see his crown?
I did see his crown. So, all right, let's get into AEW Dynamite, since we were talking about it here a little bit. Tonight, it's the second anniversary of AEW Dynamite. We got AEW World Champion Kenny Omega, Adam Cole, and the Young Bucks taking on Bryan Danielson, Christian Cage, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus in an 8-man tag team match.
That's their idea of a good match?
That's the first sentence in the All Elite Fleet. I'm a member of this email list. They send this to me every week.
What is the rest of the card?
The rest of the card is a new contender for the AEW World title will be determined with the second ever casino ladder match.
Oh, that's what's going to... We're going to see Hangman.
We're going to see Hangman. That's the main event, I
believe. That's Hangman
right there. You think Hangman's the Joker?
It's Hangman for sure, yeah.
You think Daniel Bryanson's going to do it?
No, I don't think it's Bryan. I don't think he's the Joker.
I got Jungle Boy, but I always have Jungle Boy in these things.
No, dude. Hangman has always been in that picture, and then he got injured, and that's what fucked up that whole storyline.
That's not cowboy shit.
He didn't get hurt. He had a kid.
I consider that being hurt. Whatever happened to him, he's not around right now.
He's got a ruptured pocketbook.
Did you watch Dynamite here, Showtime?
I did.
Did you like Daniel Bryanson wrestling on that thing? Daniel Bryanson.
I've liked everything Bryan Danielson's done in AEW.
Dave Meltzer gave it 90 million stars.
that Kenny Omega Bryan Danielson match is one of my favorite matches I've ever seen on pre-TV. He's been raving about it
for 7 weeks now.
I didn't think Omega could give me a match I liked that much.
But here we are.
Would you say it's the best match in AEW history?
On Dynamite history, absolutely.
What about AEW history?
You have to say yes. You said that to me three times yesterday.
I didn't say it was the best match in AEW. You said it was the best
match in AEW history?
It might be. I'd have to go through and look. It's the best match in Dynamite history, hands down.
Yeah.
There may have been a better match on a pay-per-view. I would have to go back and look.
That's inarguable. I would say the only match that's better than that was Cody versus Dustin.
I really liked the exploding death match where the mat didn't
explode. I loved it too.
That match was amazing until the finish, but I liked that more, personally.
That's the only reason. I would still say it's number three.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for that ending...
It would have been number one forever. Yeah. Amazing.
So did you guys watch the latest episode of Dark Side of the Ring?
I did not. I did not watch that yet. Who was that on?
That's on Onita's FMW.
Okay.
Which is like classic, like the old school deathmatch, Cactus and Terry.
Oh, like the Japan stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like, it was Japan's ECW.
I love that.
And they were way over the top, dude. They were doing like exploding pool matches.
That's why.
Where you got brought to the, it was like a battle royal that you got brought to the ring on a jet ski.
I love that. That's how me and Showtime travel.
Stuff, dude.
We only travel by jet ski. I don't know if you know that.
Mick says this in the documentary. It's not really a spoiler. It's a small part. FMW is still being borrowed from right now.
Oh.
And what was borrowed from FMW is Eddie Kingston coming down to
cover. No, it was a takeoff off of the... I like the Onita spot better.
That's what Onita and Funk did.
Onita dives on the ref.
No. What happens in the very first exploding barbed wire match is Onita pins him, leaves. There's like 30 seconds left, and he's like, Terry's not awake yet. I actually got to go save him. That's my buddy. But he's my hero. Not my buddy. He's my hero.
Okay.
And I got to go save him. And he's trying to wake him up. He's slapping him and just paintbrushing him, like trying to wake him up.
And he's
like,
not waking up.
And so he just lays on top of him
Sacrifices himself. What an amazing story that could have happened.
And on that one, the pyro looked pretty good.
This one, not so great. But the build up to it and the whole match and all the barware and stuff. I love that stuff.
When he did the one winged angel and then put his fucking leg up
on the exploding ring.
Explode it.
No,
that was a
Me and
one of the greatest spots I've ever seen in my life.
Me and A-Plot look at each other and we go, he didn't kick out, foot on the rope. And we go, foot on the rope at the same time in unison because it like snapped. We're like, nobody kicks out of that.
When he hit the one
and it wasn't a rope, it was barbed wire that exploded because he put his foot there.
That's like destroying yourself too, just to get out of
that. That's how much he wants the title. Yeah. That's what I loved about it.
When that happened, when that one wing angel happened, I grabbed Chad's t-shirt. He's going to kick out. beautiful, beautiful stuff. But I don't really know what they're doing with this two-year anniversary because they've given us all fucking Lucky Charms marshmallows, none of the oat parts. It's been marshmallows for weeks.
We are hot-shotting a little bit, Nate.
We're hot-shotting. And so the two-year anniversary isn't really that pumped up. And I see why.
Yeah.
But I think Hangman's going to come back tonight.
If they go off the air announcing Hangman wins, if Hangman wins that ladder match, they go off the air with the idea of him versus Omega at the pay-per-view. That's a good sign.
That's a big one. Yep. Yeah. That's all they can really do right now.
You guys think Braun Strowman has a possibility of showing up? That could be a big deal. Like, there's been a lot of.
We're going to get Bray before we get Braun.
But, like, here's the thing. Like, we've had a lot of.
Bray during Brody.
We've had a lot of speculation. Like, we knew Punk was coming, we knew Daniel was coming. People are saying Braun's going to Impact. People are saying that Bray may stay in WWE.
If Braun goes to Impact, that's a huge mistake on his part.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here's the thing. I don't know what Braun's asking price is, but my understanding is it's
fuck the money,
Tony Khan has.
That boy's money.
Yeah,
and he's taking money, if he's just taking money, that's short-sighted.
I would argue he was more over than Roman Reigns was at one point in time.
When he was doing that
Braun has the value in AEW and Impact the way he does in WWE.
He's like,
he doesn't. He needs
really
to just circle back around to be in WWE.
He could be
WWE
a monster
guy
anywhere. Like, I disagree. I think he'd be like,
does AEW book monsters?
No, they don't really have one, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
They need one.
They have Lance Archer. They have Luke Cage. They have
I don't know. Honestly, AEW books their hosses the worst.
Yeah, no, that's what I want to see. Like, it's like the way the Big Show got booked in WWE. It's like he's just going to do the, like, lay down, do the job for everybody.
You could be right because they did a dark match with Paul White versus three people.
Yeah.
Like, that's classic WWE big guy booking.
Exactly.
But no, dude, he can't go to Impact. That's so short-sighted. That's wasting your money. That's ruining your reputation.
No, it's like,
You think going to Impact at this point is a reputation ruiner?
He might make Impact might give him more money, but in the long run, he's going to lose money off that.
It would be a better career move for him to go to GCW before he went to Impact Wrestling.
Exactly, it's a better career move for him to just pop up at indies.
Random indie shows.
Yeah, yeah.
This Friday, he could show up at AWE Faded Glory Cup. Come be there, Coldwater, Michigan. Yeah. Tribute Time Live is going to be calling the action.
What a huge mark. I am critical of the business, but I like this promotion. The best thing I like about this promotion is they got rid of that fucking masked idiot. His name is not Excalibur.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's a fucking ex-fucking wank my dick off. Ooh, I don't know what it is.
You can't say that on TV.
Yeah, you can't. But now they got Trebuchet on there. I swear to God, you guys, even if I didn't know you, I would say the same thing to you. That shit was unwatchable with him on commentary.
Well, I appreciate the
absolutely
unwatchable entire Mike Buster. And we're going to do our best.
Yeah,
to make
and
this.
Then when it came to you guys, it was like, I'm not even paying attention to the commentators, which you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You guys are supposed to be a spice on the match.
I'm
not being like, why is this guy talking like Barney from The Simpsons? Like,
so what I'm hearing is that Tribute Time on commentary has glowing reviews from very successful people Iron Mike Buster.
There's dozens and dozens of people around the world who enjoy your guys' commentary.
Dozens of
people. Dozens
and
dozens.
I knew that was true.
Maybe just dozens.
For the dozens
and dozens of our fans. So yes, Friday, AWE Faded Glory Cup. Be there or be there. We're not giving them a choice.
You gotta be there.
And then if for some reason you can't make it, check it out on YouTube, AWE TV.
Absolutely.
Where you will hear Tribute Time calling the action, which is what you really want anyways.
It is. You need to hear this commentary because these boys know how to do it.
Yeah. And something else that we would have commentated gloriously was the WWE draft that happened this past week.
I didn't even watch. I don't give a shit about that.
I want to point out that we had a draft this week, and the first thing we opened the show with was GCW.
Yeah, no, it's more interesting to me. It really is.
The draft is stupid, dude.
What was the last draft you cared about?
None of them. None of them? I hated all of them.
I liked the first one.
I hated the first one.
You're saying it with a fiery passion.
With fiery passion, I hated the first one. It was insulting my intelligence.
Okay.
We grew up switching back and forth between WCW and WWE.
True.
Now you're going to try to pretend that this is a different company.
Oh,
the Dudley Boys are broken up. I don't give a shit. I'm not watching this anymore.
Nobody watched Brother Devon, unfortunately. Yeah. I liked that gimmick, but I understand what your point is.
And when they did it in 2016, I was like, oh, well, that was the worst wrestling gimmick of all time. I'm glad they brought that back. Because that was when I started watching again, was when Jericho and Owens and Balor and Bayley and Sasha all coming up from NXT. Like, people were saying, oh, wrestling's good again.
Yeah.
That's when I started watching it. About 2015, that's when I started watching again.
Gotcha.
And it was good. And then they did that brand split again. I was like, oh, this is just like when I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
I hate it now.
I've got my likes and dislikes. My dislikes are always if one of the champions moves, the other one's going to move to the other brand. Like, if the world title moves, the Universal's moving over. If the Intercontinental moves, the U.S. is moving over to the other side.
I don't give a shit about who is the other tag team partner, the SmackDown versus the – I have no idea – who is the SmackDown tag team champion right now?
Street Profits, I think. Usos. That
exactly.
was my second guess.
Yeah, we need crowd participation to know who actually holds the title.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to me.
Right. Well, you want to hear what happened anyways?
Yeah.
All right, here's what happened. On Friday, round one, Big E and Bianca Belair got drafted to Raw.
So, first of all, they've been using draft pools the last couple of years, so not everyone is available every night. So you start with a WWE champion, and then you're taking a female superstar that doesn't have a belt, which seems kind of odd. You confuse people. They're like, oh, yeah, but we only have these names to pick from. The way in which I don't like the draft pool idea.
It is so dumb.
We're like, we only have these 20 guys to pick from, so we're not taking drafts. And they're a very odd order.
Yeah, dude.
It's difficult to follow, but so we Big E staying on SmackDown with the WWE title.
They broke up the New Day is essentially what happened. Again.
Yeah.
They just got back together when Big E won the title.
Just like when they broke up the Dudleys. Oh, yeah, let's rehash a gimmick that never worked before.
Yeah. So that's what happened there. And then I'm just going to go over it. I'm just going to let you know who's on what show here. I think this is the best way to do it.
Okay.
All right. On Raw, on the men's side, we got Big E, Randy Orton, Matt Riddle, RK-Bro collectively, Edge, Keith Lee, who's got a brand new nickname.
Bearcat.
He's a Bearcat. I think he's a big fan of Cincinnati. I don't know. Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio on Raw. Austin Theory moved up. Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins moved over. Damian Priest, AJ Styles with Omos, because I think they're the tag team champions.
Yes.
Kevin Owens, Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins, Street Profits came over. Finn Balor, Karrion Kross, Gable Stevenson, Drake Maverick.
Wait, hang on. They drafted Gable Stevenson?
Yep.
He hasn't even debuted on the main roster yet.
He's on Raw.
That's interesting.
Reggie's here, Akira Tozawa, Chad Gable, Otis R-Truth, John Morrison, T-Bar, Apollo Crews, Commander Aziz, Dolph Ziggler, who I didn't even know was still employed anywhere, Robert Roode, Jackson Riker, Veer, Shelton Benjamin, Cedric Alexander, not Cedric the Entertainer, and The Miz.
I was surprised that T-Bar is still employed somewhere.
Yeah. I think we're going to get him as Dijak again. I think he's going to go back to being Dominik Dijakovic, not because they broke the only two people from that were left from that were T-Bar and Mace, and they split them up on the draft.
Just take the masks off.
I think they're going to.
Come on. Like, yeah, that's
Retribution was the worst gimmick since the zombie thing.
It was real bad.
Halloween Havoc zombie.
All right, and then on the women's side, Bianca Belair's on Raw, Rhea Ripley, Nikki A.S.H., Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Carmella, Nia Jax, Zelina Vega, Doudrop, Dana Brooke, Liv Morgan, Mia Yim, Tamina, and Tegan Knox. And the most interesting about all of these drafts, since they've debuted, both Kevin Owens and Liv Morgan have been on the same show ever since. That is the only consistency throughout all of the drafts. Yeah. I did my own research in my own lab, and that is what I found out.
Because these are two people who are very rarely featured.
Yes.
Who should be. Kevin Owens and Liv Morgan are both great.
It was SmackDown Liv for me, dude. I was loving that stuff.
I love both. What?
I mean,
they're wasting Kevin Owens right now.
Liv has been on SmackDown the past 8 weeks wrestling Carmella, all eight of them. Like,
no, Liv should have been champion 3 times by now, dude.
More so, I'm talking about Kevin.
No, Liv Morgan has repackaged herself at least 8 times since being on the main roster.
Yeah, and she's been a decent worker. She's very attractive. She has a good body.
She's done everything they've asked for, including break up Lana's marriage to Big E, including that. So, on the SmackDown side...
Oh, my God.
Staying on SmackDown...
This is why it's too much to handle. It's just too much information. Nobody gives a shit.
Roman Reigns is still on SmackDown. Drew McIntyre moved over. Kofi, Xavier, Happy Corbin, who is no longer Sad Corbin. You like that? You like that. Madcap Moss, who I don't know who that is.
It's Riddick Moss with a new gimmick, I think.
Okay. Isaiah Scott, Top Dollar, Ashanti Adonis, Jeff Hardy, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, King Nakamura, Rick Boogs, Sheamus, Eric Ivar, Ricochet, Umberto Carrillo, Angel Garza, Cesaro, Ridge Holland, Sami Zayn, Drew Gulak, Mace, Mustafa Ali, Mansoor, Jinder Mahal, and last but not least, Shanky. I don't know who that is either.
Shanky.
That sounds like a weapon.
he's one of Jinder Mahal's guys.
Oh, okay. Vince is losing his mind. We're going back to like 80s cartoon wrestling.
That's exactly what everybody's Shanky. Got a job. Everybody's got a job.
Yeah.
So
dude.
You're a Bearcat.
A couple of notes.
You're a wrestling accountant.
We had a couple of NXT call ups there. We had Rich Holland moving up. We've got we got all of Hit Row.
Austin Theory's back.
Called up. Austin Theory's going to Raw.
Hit Row.
How do you feel about Hit Row on SmackDown?
Hit Row. I love Hit Row, dude.
Are you ready for 8 more Drew
McIntyre?
I'm
going to learn that song.
Ready for 8 more Drew McIntyre Roman Reigns matches? Because that's what you're going to get.
I don't like either one, but especially Drew.
Drew's already teasing, challenging for that belt.
All right, let's move on to the women's side.
I'm going to tell you, because the name Drew McIntyre brings sadness to my heart.
Brock Lesnar's challenging for that belt right now. Him and Roman are going at it at Crown Jewel.
Yeah, and then, the belt's not going to change hands over there,
Crown
though.
Crown Jewel again?
Yeah. It's at like 3 p.m. on Saturday or something. You guys made the same exact face. I just want to point that out.
You guys know I love Brock Lesnar.
You absolutely do.
I'm a huge Brock Lesnar mark.
Yeah, the Beast Incarnate, dude.
It's just too much for me.
You don't even like him with the new man bun and the dressing like Al Borland?
I like it, but I don't want him at Crown Jewel at 3 p.m. in front of a crowd that doesn't give a shit.
I think they're going to bring Goldberg back too, buddy.
Wonderful. Now, that was awesome. When
Goldberg's worst match.
When the crowd turned on Goldberg.
That was fun.
And they cheered Bobby Lashley for choking out a child. That was awesome. When he went down for the spear, the whole place went into boo. That's awesome.
That was awesome.
That's what fans are all about, and that's what the GCW thing is. That's what ECW was. That's what wrestling is about what the fans like.
Absolutely.
We here at Tribute Time Live need you to know that if you're on payroll with Game Changer Wrestling, you need to disclose that up front.
No, dude, it's just
Tribute Time Live on Facebook. Like and subscribe.
I'm trying to buy stock, but I somehow can't find it.
Let me know.
I downloaded Robinhood. I couldn't find it.
I've just been buying stock in light tube companies. That's what I've been doing.
But, dude, it's all about the fans. And once you start trying to tell the fans what they should think, it's all over.
As soon as you insult my intelligence, that's when I generally turn a TV off.
So
I'll be like,
Brock Lesnar match at 3 p.m. in Saudi Arabia is stupid. It's stupid.
I'm going to watch it, but
I'm going to watch it, but it's not exciting.
No.
Have him at Survivor Series.
We also got the King of the Ring tournament and the Queen of the Ring tournament going on, too.
Royal Rumble, whatever, dude. Big shows.
Yeah. So, all right, the one last WWE thing, and then I will bring us to final thoughts, is the SmackDown Women's Division. This is who we got. Charlotte Flair, B-Fab, Naomi, Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Xia Li, Aaliyah, who got moved up. I like that a lot. Toni Storm, Shotzi Blackheart, and Natalya. Not the best roster
so
there.
They broke up Shotzi and Tegan Nox. Just out of curiosity, do you think which of the two do you think will do better? You've seen most of their NXT work. You know they're no longer together. They got brought up as a tag team. Who do you think is going to be the star of that?
Probably Tegan Nox.
You think so?
I think so too.
They gave Shotzi so many gimmicks, though.
Shotzi's got the tank, but you can't.
If Tegan can stay, Tegan can stay healthy, it'll be her. She's had a couple of bad knee injuries, but I think they've always.
But Tegan is more wrestling. Shotzi is more entertainment.
That's
fair. We're talking about World Wrestling Entertainment.
I want to change my vote. Mike made a good point.
Until WWE figures out how to sell giant tanks for little kids to ride in.
Oh, they will, dude.
Let me tell you, 4th of July is right around the corner.
Deal with Power Wheels, dude.
Absolutely, dude.
I would buy one of those. I'm not even a Shotzi mark, but I'd buy one of those.
If it shot like that foam missile, I'd buy that. I'd shoot Timmy the bartender with that. All right.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts, go ahead, Showtime.
My final thoughts are I'm looking forward to being here next week at Fulton Street Pub to do this all over again.
Woo!
I'm looking forward to doing commentary at American Wrestling Experience Presents the Faded Glory Cup Friday, October 8th.
Be there
doors
or be
at 6:45, shows at 7:30. Coldwater, Michigan, the Royal Hall. Be there or be square. Also, Mike Bussler, if you insist on taking this long of smoke breaks, we're going to have to dock your pay.
I'm clocked out, baby. It's been a slow night down at the Fulton Street Pub.
Yeah. Final thoughts, Mike Bussler. Go ahead.
My final thoughts, as always, are if you're going to listen to one song off the Hulk Hogan album, it's going to be the World Just Lost Another Hulkamaniac.
Oh, yeah.
The
Beach
Party song is good. It's fun. But
I like it.
The World Just Lost Another Hulkamaniac. Maybe the greatest ballad ever written.
Brings a tear to my eye, actually.
It does.
Very, very, very sad stuff.
Now,
his favorite brother.
If you want to hear some battle rapping.
Oh, yes. If you didn't bring this up, I was going to.
You got
to
check out the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to use my final thoughts to put over the Macho Man album. Be a man, Hogan.
Oh, I know. Be a man, Hogan, dude. One of the greatest promos ever cut on a diss track.
It was really good. Yeah. When he went after Hogan as an actor, dude, I lost it.
But no, my real final thoughts are GCW forever. I am getting paid by them, which is a hot dog and a handshake.
That's better than most of the wrestlers are getting.
It's the only thing happening in wrestling for me right now.
I don't think you've missed an episode since you... Did you jump in when the Nick Gage Dark Side of the Ring happened? Is that when you started buying it?
Yep.
And you really haven't missed one since.
And I knew who Nick Gage was before that, but the only thing I ever saw him was on Spring Break, and he was wrestling like a Minoru Suzuki type dude, but like an old dude.
Yeah.
And that's where he got the boot scrape from. That's where he gets like a lot of the moves that he does.
The wrestling moves he actually does.
The choke breaker, all that stuff. He's like, that's my guy. I want to wrestle him. And he did like a legit match with this dude. And then I was like, I don't know. Who is this guy?
Yeah.
And then once I saw that documentary, I was like, this is my fucking boy, dude.
I have watched that Dark Side of the Ring about 18 times. It gets better every time. The only thing I look forward to is part two where I'm holding that chair with Nick Gage hands to me.
Well,
I look forward to my feature. I'd be like, yeah, I saw Nick Gage in his prime.
Here's my real final thought. Is I watched the rise and fall of ECW.
Yes.
And Tommy Dreamer says, we used to do this thing where we'd hold a chair.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have a fan hold a chair, and then they'd blast it into him. Oh, we can't do that anymore. It's like, bullshit, dude.
Yeah, bullshit.
Saw that 2 weeks ago.
I did it,
yeah,
dude.
That's my manager, dude. He makes my schedule. All right, that's the final thought.
Cool. Very well done, Mike. All right, that just leads to me. Yes, come out Friday night and see us. If you are here live, just realize that retro beers are $1.50 all night long. And if you're like, oh, that's just a little too much for me, Milwaukee's Best Light are $1 till they're gone. So grab those up. Grab a couple of Milwaukee's Best Wisers, crack them open, and just have yourself a beer bash.
Stone cold those motherfuckers.
Exactly. So, all right, that is our show, everybody. Have a good night. This is Trebuchet Time Live. Trebuchet out.